This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
God's communication all over the place, right? He did the plagues, then he talked to Moses as a burning bush, then he sent angels. He's like, Gabriel, get in here! And Gabriel's like, yes, sir, I have my horn. Do you want to hear a song? God's like, hell no. Gabriel, I need you to go down to earth and find Mary. Gabriel's like, do you have a last name, sir? Mary, it's not Magdalene, it's the other one. Oh, you'll recognize her. She has a halo and she stands like this. Okay, sir. Go down to earth, find Mary, and tell her she's gonna have my child.
Excuse me, sir?
Tell Mary she's gonna be my baby's mama.
Sir, you want me to tell her?
Well, I can't do it. She's only 14. It would be inappropriate.
Anything else, sir?
Yeah, when you're down there, get me some hummus. And look out for frogs. They're everywhere.
I'm Catholic. Catholics believe that God has sent Mary down to earth numerous times. These are called Marian visitations. Mary usually comes down and talks to the least helpful person she can find. Mary will be like, you French peasant girl, build me a church. And the girl's like, I'm 12. But my favorite Marian visitation is when Mary visited Mexico. She visited Juan Diego. Juan Diego was an Aztec convert who used to walk 10 miles every day to church. 10 miles. And one day Juan Diego was walking to church and Mary appeared and she's like, Juan Diego, tell the bishop to build a church here. And Juan Diego's like, I've been Catholic for a week. Mary's like, just do it. So Juan Diego walked all the way into town, and he found the bishop, and he's like, Bishop, Jesus' mom told me to tell you to build a church closer to where I live. And the bishop was like, do you have proof? And Juan Diego's like, she made it sound like you guys knew each other. And the next day, Juan Diego's uncle, who he lived with, became ill, and the uncle sent him into town for help. And as Juan Diego was leaving, he remembered Mary, and he's like, I don't want to run into her. So he went a different way, thinking he could trick God's mom. And Mary was like, what the hell are you doing? He said, my uncle's sick. I'm going to get him help. And the bishop, he said he needs proof. And Mary said, I'll deal with your uncle. Go into the mountains and pick these flowers and bring them to the bishop as proof. And Juan Diego's like, I don't think you know what proof is. But he went into the mountains and he picked all these flowers and he put them in his cape and he walked all the way into town and he found the bishop and he said, Bishop, Jesus's mom told me to tell you to build a church closer to where I live. And the bishop was like, do you have proof? And Juan Diego's like, I hope you like flowers. And he dropped his cape, and all these roses that were not in season fell to the ground. And on his cape was an image of Kanye West. No, it was the Virgin Mary, you sinners. But as a result, the bishop built the church closer to where Juan Diego lived. All of Mexico became Catholic, and Juan Diego's uncle invented the burrito. And if you don't believe that, you're going to hell.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volkweis, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindbergh. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.